is up to the task. Modern Air and Lennox are the perfect combination to make any size home cool and comfortable. Now is the perfect time to save money with the Lennox Summer Rebates. Rebates that save you real money on a new Lennox system installed by the comfort engineers at Modern Air. Contact Modern Air so they can provide you with the one thing your family needs most, the air they breathe.
Today, text the word BRUFFS, B-R-U-F-F-S, to the KVOE Blue Stem text line 620-342-5863 to get registered for a $25 BRUFFS gift card. Winner announced tomorrow morning. BRUFFS Sports Bar and Grill, the dining room's open, 2640 West 18.
KVOE Live and local, good morning. It is 832, sunshine and 74 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete to 342-6272.
Some things in life are just automatic. Like State Farm Agent Pete Euler offering good neighbor service, plus surprisingly great rates on auto insurance. Actually, if you were to contact Pete right now, you'd find you could have some of those surprisingly great rates and good neighbor service right away. As in, automatically. Give Pete Euler here in Emporia a call today. He thinks you'll be automatically happy you did. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE News time is 8:34, Newsmaker 2 time here on a Wednesday. Pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Bourbon Cowboy owner Susan Brinkman and musician Angela Perry joining us here today.
Angela, good morning.
Hey, Angela.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you today?
I'm great.
Well, thanks for giving us some time. We appreciate that. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Great. Well, glad to have you both in with us today, especially to talk about this special benefit concert, which is going to be taking place next month at the Bourbon Cowboy. Susan, let's go ahead and set the stage for us how this concert came to be.
Okay. Well, it's actually kind of a fun story. Angela reached out to the Bourbon Cowboy, not to me directly, about doing this fundraiser, and we'd never met. And she referenced a band I'd never heard of. She called them Jacob's Band. And I really had a whole lot of, I don't know who you are or what's going on, but it sounded like someone needed help. So for about the first 2 weeks of this, I really didn't know what we were doing. And I finally pieced it all together that Jacob's Band was actually Brick Horse, and Angela was from the Hartford area. And the most important part is a young woman who was needing some help with mounting medical bills. So once we got introduced to one another, it was just a no-brainer to make this happen.
Well, and this all is to benefit Ashley Rodak, and Ashley is suffering and been battling leukemia. And I'll tell you what an inspiration she is. We had Ashley on with us a couple of weeks ago, and I'll tell you what a special person Ashley is. And Angela is, what, you reside in Colorado now, Angela, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And you have some local roots here, though, don't you?
Yeah, I actually lived in Emporia for about almost 18 years. So, and I'm a Kansan girl all the way. So I was born and raised in Kansas.
And you did know Ashley?
Yes, Ashley was a volleyball player of mine. I was a coach, head volleyball coach at Hartford, and she was a volleyball player of mine. And so when I found out about things, and I've been keeping in contact with her, even though I've moved to Colorado via social media. And as I was watching her story, I just decided there's got to be something that we need to do to help Ashley out.
What so was your reaction when you'd heard that Ashley had gotten leukemia?
I was really in shock. She's one of the strongest, most, I admire her so much. She has so much energy, so much perseverance, and I was really shocked by it, and have been watching her story, and I've been talking to her ever since she found out about her diagnosis, and so it's been a real struggle for her, and but she's always such a smile on her face, always so upbeat.
Well, I'll tell you what, attitude is absolutely inspiring to hear what she has gone through, And I think that this had been beaten, and then it came back, and she's battling with everything she has, and her attitude is just uplifting to talk to her. So I can certainly see why you'd want to do something. Well, Colorado singer-songwriter, are you going to be debuting a new song here, Angela?
Yes. So I wrote this song after a kind of a trying day at work. And it's just a series of coincidences and things as I wrote this song, and I've been in the studio recording it. And it just reminded me so much of her, and I wanted to dedicate this song to her. And so I am releasing official release of the song on that date of the benefit.
Susan, from your perspective, what does it mean for you to be able to have a benefit concert here, and especially for one of our own who's going through such a hard time medically?
Oh, my gosh, Chuck. It's incredibly meaningful for us to be able to open our venue when it's needed, for whatever it's needed in our community. I think any of our business owners would tell you these are some of the most reasons why you choose to be in business is because you're making everything just a little bit better. You're being helpful to your community. So, yeah, like I said, the pieces just fell right into place after Angela and I connected for this show.
Well, it's a big benefit concert for Ashley Rodak at the Bourbon Cowboy, 3 p.m. Sunday, July 18th. Looks like the doors will open at 2. Susan, a free will offering, is that how this is going to work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, the show is free. We're suggesting a $5 donation, and then we'll have some other things going on that afternoon as well. We'll have some silent auction items and a 50-50 raffle are planned. And the venue and the show is there. We're open to all ages. It's a family event. We ask that folks under the age of 18 have a parent with them. But otherwise, it's a Sunday afternoon, so maybe if you aren't generally a person who is out listening to live music at 10 p.m., you could do so on a Sunday afternoon at 3.
Outstanding. So, again, what's the date again for the concert, Susan?
It's Sunday, July the 18th, and the doors will open at 2. And then Angela and Brick Horse, our local band Brick Horse, will take the stage at 3 p.m.
Well, that'll be great. So, Angela, you a full-time musician now?
Actually, I teach school out here in Colorado.
Okay.
I'm a music teacher out here in Colorado and sing on the weekends and the evenings. Do a lot of that.
So you're busy all the time then, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So any other music that you have penned to paper and recorded prior to this, Ashley?
I'm in the recording studio right now, and I'm going to be releasing my album in the fall. It'll
okay.
drop in the fall, so I will have a full album. We're currently in the studio right now, working on it. So, yeah, it'll be a debut album out in the fall.
Angela Perry
awesome.
Will be with Brick Horse at the Bourbon Cowboy Sunday, July 18th. Doors open at 2, and then things will really get rolling at 3 p.m., all to raise money for Ashley Rodak, who is battling leukemia here locally. Well, Susan and Angela, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Ron, Chuck, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Susan.
And we appreciate you guys doing what you do. Thank you very much.
You all. You bet.
Thank you.
All right, Colorado singer-songwriter Angela Perry and, of course, Susan Brinkman, owner of The Bourbon Cowboy, big fundraising benefit concert Sunday, July 18th at the Bourbon Cowboy downtown, Chuck.
All right. So I did want to let you know that tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 slot is open. So if you'd like to claim that, give us a call at 342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Monday's Newsmaker 2 is also open at this point in time. So our next Newsmaker 2 that is scheduled comes up Tuesday the 22nd. SOS Community Relations Director Carrie Waddell talks about the 2021 SOS Strong fundraising campaign.
SOS Strong is back, huh?
Starting actually on Monday, so we'll get the preview, the overview coming up Tuesday morning here on KVUE, 8:20 in the morning.
All right, I think our own Tegan Trahoon is
He's back at it again.
Strong manning it again.
He is doing it again. So good to have him back on the board for that.
Well, they've raised a lot of money with that through the years, no doubt about that. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete at 342-6272. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 842, 75 degrees. Good morning.
Reporters gathering around President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin before the start of their summit.